This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a gangster's memoirs turn into a smoking gun.
But first, what happens when a country throws open its borders to new immigrants? Great Britain, Ireland, and Sweden have been doing that for the last 2 years. They're the only European Union countries to do so. And now a new report from the EU says those three countries have done pretty well, despite fears that new immigrants would create big social and economic problems. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
If you've been to London lately and bought a coffee or had a pint in a pub or stayed in a hotel, you might have noticed there are not many native-born Brits providing those services. In fact, almost none. As a wealthy European nation, Britain has always been a destination for migrants, and residents of the European Union have been able to work legally here without visas for several years. But with the accession of the new EU countries in May 2004, the numbers have expanded. Nearly 300,000 people came in the first year. But Julie Smith of Cambridge University's Centre for International Affairs says the British economy seems to have absorbed them amazingly well.
The naysayers would say, ah, these figures fundamentally underrepresent the actual picture. We've got five times as many migrant workers coming, particularly from Poland, than the government suggested, so it's still a disaster. But in practice, what we're seeing is that a relatively small number of people have come to work, and they're doing jobs that actually we couldn't fill before. So they're filling a real gap in the market, and that's actually good for the British economy.
One area where the immigration has been most pronounced has been in the building trade. Those opposed to the implementation of a European constitution in France last year used the Polish plumber as the symbol of the low-wage labourer they feared would sweep in and take French jobs. In Britain, it seems, the Polish plumbers have been a little more welcome. At a hardware store in London's West Norwood district, 30-year-old Pole Thomas Skrypczyk from Krakow is stacking shelves. He has an engineering degree, but he arrived from Poland 3 years ago to illegally work on construction sites in London. Since the law changed in May 2004, he has registered and now works legally.
Well, I came here because like Britain, England, London now, this is the country of better opportunities for Polish people. I mean, generally for everybody, still much easier to get the job than in Poland. And the wages are still much better than, the money is still much better than in Poland.
There's been such an influx of Poles working in the building trade in London that Skrypczyk's employer has created several jobs specifically for them to help better serve their Polish customers in the building trade. Some of the British builders who come into the store are philosophical about the influx of much cheaper Eastern European workers. But some, like contractor Peter Norton, say it's caused a lot of anger in the building trade.
Working for £50 a day, cash in their hand, you see, well, they're not going to get... Most painters that I employ, because I don't do painting, they're £100 a day, pay tax on it. There's a hell of a difference, isn't there? And of course, it's obviously doing us out of work. It must be doing us out of work. It must be, mustn't it? There's so many of them.
Most analysts seem doubtful that the EU report will force other European countries, especially the so-called Big Three, Germany, France and Italy, to change their policies before they're forced to do so in the year 2011, when all borders must be opened. Willem Bouter is Professor of European Political Economy at the London School of Economics. He says the continental Europeans are in denial, and in the end, open labour markets will force huge structural changes on European welfare systems and their economies in general.
This is just one more, I think, nail in the coffin of the continental European model of labour markets and also, I think, social support. You cannot have, I think, the kind of welfare state that the French like to run, or for that matter the Germans, with free mobility of labour in Europe. It's a very powerful catalyst.
Bouter and others say, of course, the debate about whether to let in Eastern Europeans is an important one. But with all barriers set to come down within 5 years, like it or not, the end result is not in question. What will prove a larger problem in the long run, he says, and he compares it to the US relationship with Mexico, is what to do about would-be migrants from Africa. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.